Fair enough, it's a fresh season, but it's off the back of the madness.
But it might not work in silverware for us. It might not work for you. It's just normal, nothing. Right. Hey,
yeah,
did I tell a lie?
Good.
Where did I lie? Where did I lie? Where have I lied? Where have I lied?
Hold on.
Where have I lied?
I'm with the vines.
Where have I lied?
I'm with the vines.
You don't not work for 5 years, no silverware. I might not work for us, can still be silverware.
There we go.
It's in. What, did I lie?
Can I respond?
Have I lied?
Can I respond?
Go ahead.
This is an advertisement for Saley. It's that time again, John Wick.
Oh. Saley on the daily
remix.
Saley on the daily.
He only knows hip hop remixes.
Say
hip hop, not rap.
On the
hip-hop.
Daily.
We're not a judge, bro.
Project spray.
I expect John Terry to do that if they asked him.
Saley, the affordable, easy to use and sustainable eSIM service that gives reliable mobile and internet connection from over 200 countries in the world.
Ain't Steve-O using it on holiday right now?
Yes, he is. Oh yeah.
Mad.
And a mad thing happened. I can't wait for them to
bro
tell you a mad thing.
Hey, you lot better
saved
Steve.
Him, bro.
Just download the Saley app and pick a data plan. It will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination.
With a Saley eSIM, you ditch physical SIMs, save on roaming costs, and never lose connection.
Damn. To be fair, Steve-O's connection's been very good.
It has been elite.
Forget queuing at the airports for SIMs and forget those sneaky roaming fees.
Hate those.
The roaming fees are a joke, so.
Saley gives you a secure internet connection on your travels and enables you to switch your device virtual location to back home so you could access all apps and sites which may be blocked when abroad. Sports, movies, TV shows, you name it, it's there. Filthy fellas, chat to them.
If you're moving on to a new country, you can add destinations to your existing eSIM. You don't have to swap every time. Very helpful.
Download Saley in the App Store by scanning the QR code on screen. I'm going to put it on Loons' face. Do us all a favor. Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase.
The details are in the episode description box below. John Wick.
Saley on the daily remastered.
You need to add lyrics to the
That's
remix,
what I'm saying,
bro. You can't just say remix.
Remix is an instrumental.
If it's on it, put your hands up. If it's on it, put your hands up. If it's on it, put your hands up.
This is
why
you're my guy, bro.
Hey, R.I.P, man.
R.I.P, Fat Man Scoop, man.
That was remastered, that one a remix.
R.I.P. The first black referee in the Premier League.
Uriah Rennie.
My earliest memories of him, obviously, I'm still younger than Loons though, is Arsenal Coventry. He actually had a race and kept up with Mark Overmars. If you see that first goal, he kept up with Mark Overmars. So, Uriah Rennie.
You know Mark Overmars, Wick?
Yeah, I know him, man.
What country are you from?
France.
Damn! Not my signing. Loons. That's what I know.
For five bonus points for this table, why did Mark Overmars get fired by Ajax? Oh no, KG, that is a howler.
Why is KG getting fired?
I didn't even know he was here.
Why is KG getting fired?
How did you have a howler over there?
Boy on the corner. Nah, I'll be honest, that's a fine. That's a fine.
Fines are starting from
next
season.
We're not going to talk about fines if you thought Mark Overmars was French.
He's French though, no?
He's Dutch.
Yeah, you're Dutch.
He's Dutch, yeah? I didn't know he was
Dutch.
You know what he tried to do? He tried to do that. Mark, you know, he's on that mark, isn't it? French.
Mark Overmars. it's how Sir Arsene used to pronounce
it. I reckon he might have French.
Mark.
French little, he could have played for either.
I think he's French.
He might have French.
No, he's one. Why you don't try? Don't let him do it.
I reckon he might, man.
Hey, chill out. Hey.
Overmars, when you leave.
He played for Netherlands. He's Dutch.
Yeah. Hundo, man. It's just like Lamine's Moroccan. He plays for Spain. You know
exactly. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Moroccan, and where's he from again? Guinea.
Guinea. Who's that?
Lamine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I heard he was Congolese.
Yeah. You lot hear everyone's Congolese. Bob Marley.
The man that won all the clout.
Congolese are the new Nigerian, you know. Everyone's Congolese.
I think his little brother
could represent
loads of African countries.
You know why we're doing this though, boys, innit? Waffling a bit.
Gone.
Because the season's done. International break. Well, it's not international break. It's the, what they call it, Nations League. All of these things. But it's the transfer window, man. It's transfer season. Couple things is deals done. Here we goes, as they say on the net.
Let me land.
Here, no, there we land.
Is that what the black youth says?
We got to get him on here, you know. We got to get him to, even if it's not, he's still there. What do you mean, what happened to him?
He's there, he's still PRing, man, but he's
no,
about.
He might have to do some filthy announce. We should have got him to announce you, man. That would have been quality.
He's an infant. He might just have school you, man.
Yeah, he's got things to do as well.
That is a good point. Yeah, he might just be...
Just come filthy.
He's just out there, yeah.
Yeah. 13-year-old.
Forget about education. Pull out to filthy and just... Yeah, but nah, all jokes aside, the smallest transfer window is smart. The smallest transfer window is shut. The small one, you know, the bathroom window.
Where the not even the top one.
Yeah, the top one. Window. Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't open fully when it's too hot.
Yeah, it's just opens like that, literally. So, but it reopens in 5 days. So let's talk about what is hot right now.
Also, can we give you a little disclaimer? We're filming on Monday the 9th. So if we did miss out on the transfer, allow us, man. I know the comments are going to go crazy and ask me to disappear, but...
I know we didn't miss an Arsenal one. We take long, man. We keep flirting.
Bro.
You got to link us in August for that.
I can't lie.
I don't know
if we got it. Smelling, bro.
Bare sexy red rumours, man. Just
bro, it's just a... like, this is what I'm saying. You know what we do, yeah? We just do bare foreplay and no action. I think you're taking action, but I think the player that they were obviously he gave us the old merry-go-round about last year. I see some interview.
What is that, Zubimendi?
Yeah, I see some interview like, oh, he's gonna fly into London. My man posted, I'm on the beach. Don't take anything you take seriously. Xabi Alonso's Real Madrid manager. You know what? Just stay over there, bro, man. I that's what I recommend. Like, just stay over there, man. Like,
he played all right.
He did.
It's funny you're speaking about Arsenal, though, because obviously, there's a lot of clubs in the Premier League that need a striker, and Arsenal is one of them.
Mm-hmm. And we bought a goalkeeper.
We're buying a goalkeeper. We'll get to it all that. Yeah. Don't have to jump the gun. We're gonna get
bro.
There.
Lippi.
Benjamin Sesko wanted by Arsenal. Obviously Arteta has. I don't know if he said that it's his first choice, but it's highly speculated that he is. Some Arsenal fans are definitely convinced, but I think that is, I'm going to develop a syndrome right now. I want to call it Wenger syndrome, okay. Where anyone that we're linked to, we're convinced that they can do something. We kind of have this. Don't get it twisted. I think most fans do that for their team, but especially us. We was linked to some youth called... What's he called? Naipan or something. Some Norwegian youth.
Oh, bad boy, decent, by the way.
He looks like a good player, but nobody knew him before they watched that video of him. And everyone was like, we didn't get him. We're terrible. What are we going to do? You understand? So I think that's kind of going on with Sesko right now. But what do you lot think of Sesko?
Me? I've done my little research. I think he's kind of good, you know. I think he's kind of suits you lot. Good feet, mobile, tall. He suits the Prem.
Busy.
The thing is, where the not prolific thing, right, is I get it, but he don't play for one of those high-scoring Bundesliga teams, you get me? Which is Leverkusen, Dortmund or Bayern, you get me? He's in the batch below, 13 league goals. If you do 13 Prem goals for, like, Liam Delap, he's got the Chelsea move. So
he got relegated, bro.
No, but I'm just saying the same amount
numbers
of goals.
From goals.
Do you know what I'm saying? The same amount of goals from that type of striker, and the natural move is in and around that type of club. So I think the move is gonna. I think if it's gonna work, that's to be seen. But I think it's a good move for you lot. A move in the right direction.
I disagree
with
that. That Leipzig, you said like Leipzig's not underneath that Dortmund. Group of teams. Leipzig are probably. Dortmund and Leipzig are probably
the same
level, if not. But he's on the better side of Germany.
Mm. Yeah, but that's what I said. He's at the other bit. Yeah.
So in a way, I get the whole unconvincing side of things because he's on the better side of Germany. And Nkunku moved off from Leipzig. So realistically, it's a team in which you should be shining to a certain extent. But I don't think 13 goals is bad.
It's not.
Nah, it's not bad at all.
It's not. 7 assists?
I think he's young as well. The numbers don't have to be too much of a... But I think more the issue is, it's not whether he's good or not, is I think Arsenal fans, well, me, I want a ready player. Mm. You understand? I want a player that we know what we're going to get. But you understand?
On the flip side, mm-hmm. Getting a player who's not established yet and got more to prove, mm-hmm. signing him with the sort of...
Who is that?
Who could that be? What can he become with the Arsenal team who are still got things to prove in terms of challenging for the league, it could be an ideal signing in terms of you lot as a club still got stuff to prove. He's got stuff to prove. It could be a match made. It doesn't have to be a 30 plus, 25 plus striker. in my eyes, it can be a bonus. It can be a positive for you lot.
Because there's no pressure on him then, innit?
But then is it an issue in a sense where there's a pressure on Arsenal?
There's always pressure on Arsenal though.
Yeah, but then we're talking about Arteta being in his final season if he wasn't to win a trophy. Everyone's given him a bligh every season gone by. I think a lot of people have said this season he has to win something and he will be judged clearly.
He does.
He definitely does have to win something.
Let's say for argument's sake, for the discussion's sake, that a lot of Arsenal fans have put pressure on him to win something and Sesko is the individual he's signing. Is that really a confident move if you're an Arsenal fan saying we have to win something, Skits?
I think it is a confident move. But for me personally, I think the chances we create so much at Arsenal, we need someone on the end of them. And I think Sesko fits that profile. And look, I'm Asian. My first sport is NBA. This youth played basketball till he was 16. He's a powerhouse. He's so athletic.
Definitely don't want it.
No, I don't want it.
I want it. Because he can play multi-sports. Let me explain.
I want you to land. No, land. Skip.
I've lost the ball.
No, skip. Land.
Talk to yourself. I just want the ball back. All I can hear is the ref's whistle in that mouth. I just want the ball back. Just listen to me.
Drop ball. You got it.
I love a man that is very sporty, that can play more than one sport, that shows that's a lot of attributes in his game, bro. For his height, he's powerful. We just need a man on the end of all those chances that Odegaard creates. I'm not telling Odegaard to alley-oop. I'm saying send it in the box and Sesko will score. But I'm just saying he's very athletic. Just because I brought up NBA doesn't mean that I'm saying.
Wait, Lippy.
I understand
Lippy.
His point. Do you understand what he's saying?
I need sportsmen to understand.
I'm not
my
even
point.
Saying on that thing, but man said, I love a man that's sporty. Bro, I'd rate it. He might be a great guy.
This band will get us.
No, I can't do that.
No, can't.
This guy, bro. Yeah.
You're due a red card soon. You're due a red card soon. You're due a red card soon. I'm telling
you. Why then? Why is that not?
You're not helping, bro.
Do you know what it is? I just think, yeah.
Because he ticks a lot for me.
Should I be real? I don't know, man. I just think basketball, you lot know my opinion on basketball, man.
Oh.
I think most of the best sportsmen in other sports can at least play basketball to a moderate level. Straight away, first date. I'm not saying against pros. Pros are pros. Yeah. But I'm saying if we want to go out there and play basketball now, it won't be great, but we'll bounce it right. Throw it in. See football now, bro. Double get a dribbles. Man that's never kicked a ball. It's like watching a child on a bike, bro. They can't survive.
Have you seen a man throw a ball without not knowing how to throw a ball?
Bro, throwing a ball, you learn to throw a ball. That's children.
That is crazy. That's not how you do it.
Have you seen Have you seen a basketballer try a kick ball? Do you know what it is? But it's not even about that. I just think, do you know what it is? You know what we do. You ain't been there. But you see when I'm sitting here, yeah? And we're sitting where we're sitting. This is the boardroom.
Go on.
Yeah, we're trying to make signings for whatever team we're talking about. You see Arsenal? This one's personal to me. It's my team. Yeah? Bro,
it's your team as well.
It is my team.
Yeah, but brother, that's what you're putting in the notes. I used to play basketball.
I love that.
You gotta remember, I love that.
If there's a Rico, I'm with the
I
Rico.
Love that. Sesko when he bangs and he jumps high and scores them headers.
Loons, you got a manager from Germany and he was mad successful for Liverpool. What do you think about products from Germany coming to the Premier League? Would you trust this Sesko one at Arsenal?
Yeah, I would. They got goal scorers. People score goals there. It's not like, I think that league's more reputable than Portugal. I think goals there are harder to come by than in Portugal. I don't like talking shit about my players, but you've seen the Darwin Nunez comps. You've seen what Darwin Nunez is doing in Portugal. You see when he comes here, the finishes don't finish. But you still see when Germany, Kevin De Bruyne, we've had quality players do forward from Germany. So,
who's the last shooter from Portugal?
Darwin Nunez.
Last one that's come into the league and done well. Not even necessarily Nani.
Probably.
Yeah, shoot.
No, it can't be.
If we're talking attacking players, it hasn't been one for a while still.
Bruno?
Sporting.
Strikers, we're on the nine talk. I'm with you, but we're on the nine talk.
Raul Jimenez. Even Nani. That nine, bro. That ain't a nine.
Raul Jimenez.
Oh, Jimenez. Sorry, I thought you meant Morales.
None of this. Where did he come from?
Evan Nilsson. We're at Bournemouth.
Where did he come from? Porto?
Porto.
He can shoot.
Are they not producing?
He scored against Arsenal, Evan Nilsson.
I think they're producing, but when we're talking as nine, when he's talking Nunes, I'm actually trying to think of the best Portuguese Unless my mind's gone blank. But
Portugal don't even produce number nines.
Who?
The nation Portugal don't even produce great number nines.
They've always been bad for nines. Always.
That's where I looked first in my head. And I just found Ramos.
Who's my man? Is it Nuno Gomes?
Nuno Gomes.
Edda, the one that scored against France.
Edda, sorry.
Yeah.
Gomes. He's the one that not.
No, that's he's French, that's man. He's French.
Gomes. Did Edda do that?
There was a Portuguese.
That's Edda. That's Edda. He's talking about Edda. Yeah, the one that scored. Yeah.
No, that's Gomes as well. You're talking about Gomes.
Baba Gomes, Swansea.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This Sesko thing doesn't seem convincing to me.
I think you're...
Go on, sorry.
No, I want to help you with this, though. It's my podcast I watched again. Some of it in the group. Yeah? About data. You're getting this striker in his prime. 23 upwards is when a forward gets into the goals. This is when they find the goals. Anyone scoring goals before that age is super exceptional. And 23 after is... the norm.
But that's a good point. So then if he's going towards the goals and we've got a club that needs to win, you know, a Premier League or at least a Champions League,
well, let's say.
Do you think that individual there is the perfect match if it hasn't happened yet? Or would you? Is that someone that you bring in once they're 23, 24 and you've seen that they scored goals, you then bring them in because they're tried and trusted? Or do you say, let's all take this risk together?
I think the risk costs the same amount as someone that arguably scores you 25 goals guaranteed. I think it all costs the same, 100 mil. It's going to cost you for potential and it's going to cost you 100 mil for guaranteed. So do you want younger players?
And that's why I think it's better to go for Sesko. He's young. Like Gyökeres is like, what, 27? Got 2 seasons. We're not going to get the most out of him. He's aging. So I think we'll go for the better option, which is the younger striker, more prolific, better option.
I wouldn't...
And it's more value as well for us.
I don't know, like in the sense of if you're saying you're not gonna get the best out of him, because I feel like he's proven already that he can bag, and we need a bagsman. If we're not gonna go for Isak, we need to go for somebody else that is gonna bag.
The risk is age.
Age comes with experience, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's a man who knows the goal, bro, and that's what we need to go for.
I think the kind of goals he's scoring, obviously, he's entering ages where maybe 2-3 years after that, he's gonna start to lose physicality and that. But for me, top strikers at 28, they go to their 30s gracefully. Look at Harry Kane.
That's a prime age as well, though,
you
right?
Understand? He's gonna be scoring 20+ league goals probably for the next 2-3 seasons in Germany. So I think when you know how to score, you know how to score. And what I like about this guy's goals are just, some of them just off his shin, off his eyelash, off his... It don't matter.
They're ugly goals, Lippy. They're very ugly.
Oh, so Gyökeres.
For me, he scores... Like, even his penalties. Like, man, I'm saying he's scoring penalties. Brother, those penalties aren't no... Those are surefire. Yeah, but he is
cannons.
Not having it. Like, cannons. He's in a flow.
But can I ask you, Lippy? Yeah? Let me ask you this question regarding him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That you said the physical attributes are going to go... You mentioned Harry Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Running in behind has never been Harry Kane's strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Running in behind has never been... He's 28 very soon, this Gyökeres. You could potentially be paying 70 mil for 18 months.
But I think
18 months, 29 and a half.
I hear it, but if you
get slow,
I'm on it, man.
But if you win the league in that time, it doesn't matter, bro.
But if you don't,
that's what I'm saying.
Is that a huge risk?
All right, did Man United take that risk with Van Persie?
Because this is my thing, yeah? No matter what, for me, yeah, with Gyökeres, yeah, I think, no matter who we get, yeah, we'll need an extra attacker with them, innit, yeah? But I think with Gyökeres, yeah, that extra attacker will be more of like a creative one. You understand? Whereas with Sesko, we're going to have to go out and get extra goals again. And that could be a guy that even stops him playing.
Man.
I think you're not saying that, man.
I agree.
When I'm right, don't.
I'll say my bad. You don't want to be right in this situation.
Because I don't want to.
Exactly.
I know
that's
who.
What I'm saying. So, remember saying, Arteta needs to do this and needs to do that. This signing, yeah? If this signing takes you to the last season, 1 point off the title, yeah? Does Arteta still need to go?
I'm not going to lie.
Last day of the season,
bro.
1 point away from the title.
Bro.
Sesko has given you 15 goals.
Does he
need to go?
A fit Havertz could probably have given us that 15. You just gone and paid 70 for a man that didn't win us the league.
give you a stand.
But I think he can give us more than what we currently have though.
All right, so how about this? What do you reckon Gyökeres can give Manchester United? Can he take them from page two to page one?
Top six.
No. Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Not him alone.
A domestic
Not
trophy.
Him alone. We got big problems. Not him alone, but domestic.
I think he'll do well for United.
That step there, that's going to probably be the best striker we had since Percy. We saw what Percy done for us. We saw what, in terms of, obviously he won the league with Fergie. Even after, Percy was still doing well. Not as well, but he was still doing well enough. Gyökeres will be the main nine. Loads of games. We ain't got Europe. Less chance of getting injury, whatever the case may be. He will, obviously with his ability and whatnot, if all goes well, he will put us back in that six with additional signings and getting rid of certain men. But having a striker in this league, whether you're your City or whether you're Ipswich, it shows what value you have when a guy could score as a nine. And you lot having an argument about not having a nine, it shows the value of having a serious nine.
We don't have a nine and we're still... Like, our top scorer in the league had nine goals. We still finished second. Yeah. That's because we have players that make us be able to control games. Yeah? So if Gyökeres comes to Arsenal, it will just be an extra weapon to what we've got. There's all control, chaos, danger.
Just be
Whereas with you lot now, it's just chaos on chaos and chaos and chaos.
Trapdoor.
Yeah.
Trapdoor and trapdoor.
What did I say though?
No, 100%.
What did I say with signings?
100%. But what worries me about you lot's manager is I don't think he's even tried to acquire a player like that. Did he get Mazraoui? No, Ten Hag got him, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ten Hag got him. Ten Hag got him, yeah. So yeah.
That's Ten Hag's dog. My bad.
You must believe Agate.
He didn't try and get Agate. Didn't Agate come because Ten Hag as well? Wasn't that like...
Start of the season.
But I reckon...
That's not Almiron signing.
No, it isn't. But I think that was a... Hold on. But I think that was a Almiron gave him a, yeah, I'm going to get over there kind of thing. But I just don't think he wants Dorgu...
Like, apparently, he really wanted Dorgu.
Of course he really. You see
bro, me? Don't chat on Dorgu like that. Bro, he's young.
What, 50M?
He's young. Don't start
you
on Dorgu
are
like
allowing,
that, bro.
Man.
Don't start. Are we? That? Was we expecting? Was anyone in the world expecting Dorgu to come to United and bad stuff up straight away?
No,
don't
but
do
I want
that.
Him to be.
I didn't know who he was before United.
I want him
signing.
To be all right. Like if you lot, left back. Let's establish one thing. What we're not gonna do here, and I'm gonna say it while KG's got his AirPods in the background, you can hear me. You can hear me, yeah? You lot have done something. Fair enough, it's been bad post Fergie. This season is a next thing. It's another level.
Yeah.
That whole we could win the Europa Cup, that's over. I still think they could win something. It's done,
it's
brother.
It's all funny until we've been picking up trophies in the position we've been in. Obviously, this season.
Let me ask you both. Well, I was going to say you both, realize you're the only Man United fan here.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke about, you know, Victor Gyökeres going to Manchester United. We spoke about him being at Arsenal. Loon's brought some great examples of why he wouldn't be well at Arsenal. Does that make him a more perfect fit for Manchester United? If it's grassing behind what you need, and if you went back to an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer style of playing football, of counter-attacking football, could Gyökeres potentially be one of your best signings? Because counter-attacking means that you can just sit back, and with how bad your team is defensively, that's probably the best idea for you not to do, sit back and defend as a unit. But then on the counter-attack, someone like Gyökeres looks very, very, very dangerous. If he begins to become the player that you want him to be, where do you see yourself finishing with Manchester United?
What you got to remember as well is if you see how United play, there's been so much opportunities that Højlund can't get in on the end of.
That he would get on the end of.
That's the third. Now we're talking counter-attack of football and he could work well for us on that side of things. Yeah. There's so much that he would bring to United, bro. There's so much that he would bring. I'm not relying on him and if that's the only guy we're signing, we're going up to the top half of the table, top six, whatever. But I think with, like I said, Cunha's come, goals, Prem-proven goals, in a Wolves team, you've got...
You're the same as Wolves.
We're the same as Wolves.
He'll score.
That's fine. Right now, we're the same as Wolves.
I think Cunha...
That's fine.
It's the same.
I think Cunha will score...
You're right, Asia Lewis.
At least 10 league
look
goals.
Look at the problems we've had before this transfer window. If Gyökeres lands, Cunha's already there, chances are Brian and Bremo turns up as well. That's three players, bro, that we ain't had that scores goals. We ain't had that.
2 minutes, can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Can Gyökeres play and go?
Did I not say we have to get rid of players? Bro, we are a mess. But I'm gonna speak to you.
Well done, Chadwick.
See when a man drops.
Hey, you know, Menace looked at me and was like, but I said we have to play a role.
I already covered that already. So well done. Well done. You clown. What's wrong with this guy?
I don't know why I'm with
him. Menace, can we agree to one thing though? Let's agree to one thing in Manchester United. One thing I think Manchester United do, this is my opinion, is they ruin people's careers.
Facts.
They have been.
So I'm saying to you, since you have a history of doing that, because you said that Van Persie was your last best striker, but Falcao, after going from Manchester United, won the league at Monaco.
Injury prone, by the way.
Fair enough, but he won the league. Won the league at Monaco. Was incredibly good at Monaco with PSG with loads of money.
Monaco had a serious team. That weren't no. They had a serious team. But he was an incredible member. Credit to Falcao.
My thing is, with the history of that you've had with certain players, is there any guarantee that he comes in and he's a success? Anyway?
No guarantee. What the only smart thing or the only thing that gives me some sort of hope is Albarin's come in, said what the team will be like. If you want to sack me, whatever. He stayed true to his formation, which has won him in Portugal. And now he's bringing in a striker appealing? That he's won with before.
You know what he's
what
done?
What kind of loser mentality is that from him?
I'm being honest.
That's like getting a girl and a girl said, look, man, I'm like, I'm going to try and change, but my phone's going to be off. 3 times a week, my phone's going to be off. And like, her phone's off and you're just not going to say that. I know what she told me. Her phone, you don't want any better. You're
just cool
with the
better.
Phone being off 3 times a week because she told you.
That's true, bro.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like cheating on your gal and just saying like, I did it, but I'll leave if you want me to. Yeah. But if you want me to stay, I will. Like,
that's
what do you mean?
That's my manipulation.
You just done the matting. What do you mean if I want
I just
you to
told,
go?
I just told you the truth.
You know who done the matting and should have left? Rasmus Højlund is still at Manchester United.
Can I say something?
Go on.
They got onto me on Twitter a little bit, yeah? Because he went on, it was a quote from him.
Yep.
They asked him, Ra, what you think? What's your future? And he said, Ra, well, I'm here till 2030 and like I'm just thinking about playing for
this
club.
We know what that means.
Bro,
what that means.
No, but his contract runs out in 28. he what? Doesn't even, nah, literally. Because I wrote, Ra, you lot signed him on a 7-year deal. Everyone got onto me. Oh, why are you saying that? You're just saying that because you hate United. I'm saying, bruv, that's what Højlund said
he's got,
in
got,
the
he's
interview.
They've got a 2-year optional, innit?
It's one. He no, just made up an
got,
extra.
The club's probably got one and he's probably got one. You know what I'm saying? You got to say, I want to stay.
Enter Milan's linked with him, man. He's gone. Or he could be a backup.
So he's wanted in Italy. Yeah. But I don't think he'll go, man. I think Amorim likes him.
I think he's actually decent though, you know.
What?
John, man.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. John, I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you know what? Tell us why. Because Scholes thinks the same thing.
I think I'm a striker.
Sound like a poor one now. The
conversation we heard, no one knows where you play right now.
Facts, I don't care, but I'm better than you at football. However, as a striker, I look at this guy's game. He can hold the ball.
What? Let's stop there.
He can hold the ball to an extent.
To an extent now. Now it's to an extent. No, let him land. Can you let him land?
Let him land.
He's a striker. And you're getting collateral damage for this as well because this is your dog.
He can hold the ball to an extent. He's okay at finishing. He's just in a bad team. I feel like if you put him in a team where there's no pressure, I feel like he will excel. I'm not going to lie to you.
Just describe a meaty striker, bro.
But he is a meaty striker.
Wow, you just said he's decent, though. You just said he's
what
decent.
What the hell?
But what I'm saying to you is I think he is good,
you're signing.
Though. Just because you're...
You're signing.
Remember, you need to understand there's levels to striking. There's levels to strikers,
you think he's
bro.
A good meaty striker?
I think he's a good meaty striker.
I don't think
that
exists.
Not decent, though. Yes, it does.
It does exist.
Who else is there? Eddie Nketiah?
James Beattie.
Don't never mention Eddie Nketiah in my name like that, bro. Impossible.
Darren Huckabee.
He's not Højlund level.
Eddie's as bad.
He's not Højlund level.
What?
Eddie's not bad.
Eddie's
Eddie
bad.
Can kick ball. Eddie can actually...
Oh, you're crazy. Eddie can bag goals, bro.
He's saying Eddie's better, bro.
Eddie's way better, bro.
Eddie's as
I'm
bad.
I'm not even saying Højlund can't kick football.
I don't do that again, though.
I asked the question.
Don't ask that question.
Because he's your cousin?
No, he's my brother.
Oh.
I think it's just his temperament, innit? He's a bit like... all over the place. I see him in some video with Angry Ginge the other day. first touch.
This is a man that said he could control the ball, by the way. Hold up the ball.
Even after the first touch, you see him distract. Don't get it twisted. I think he was nervous, innit? I think he wanted to...
Nervous for United, nervous for Pro Direct.
He wanted to do the pro... He wanted to... You know when footballers go on these things, they want to look effortless.
Nonchalant,
that's what he tried to do. But what he had to do was apply himself, because he ain't got it like that. I'm telling you, he has not got it.
He had to treat it like a child. He had to treat it like a child, and he still failed. And he's in front of Angry Jin.
You know what they did say on TalkSport? They did say... Højlund don't get enough service from Bruno.
If anything, he gets too much service.
One thing I'm going to say about the media here in the UK, yeah, because my man fits a certain demographic and look, yeah, if that was a black youth up there, they would be caning him.
Yeah, 100%.
They would be caning him.
Look what Martial got.
Caning him.
Yeah, Martial got that.
That youth.
Pepe got the same thing as well.
I watch the games, like, and I hate watching United and sometimes, yeah, and you just hear them say, he's trying. Man, you don't give Sancho the try and shout. You don't give Rashford the try and shout.
None of them got that. None of them got that. They got smoked.
Yeah.
They got smoked.
Trying.
Hey, bring back Martial and tell me if Martial ain't a better fit for this team than Højlund.
100%.
They got ripped. Martial got ripped as well. They got ripped
as well. The names you're saying, you're disrespecting them. There's one name to compare to Højlund. Yaya Sanogo.
Yes.
He wasn't a right. He didn't get
David
the chance.
David Ngog.
Yeah, they didn't get
David
the chance.
Ngog.
David Ngog. David Ngog's a striker.
Hey, look, you hear what he said? Say it.
He's a striker.
Yeah.
What? Code? This is him, David Ngog. Striker. Yeah, calm down
he's
after,
right, though. He's calm.
But again,
he's
though,
right,
do you know what it is? You're doing... He's just rating any strong
guy. Are you, man? Send the Rico to my yard, man. I'm going to run for it.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going
to run for it and send it on.
You, man. The Premier League is not easy flipping league to be in, bro. These men are decent.
Our score goes there.
They're actually decent. I'm not gonna lie to you. We need to come away from a fan perspective, yeah.
Nah, that's
and put us. We can't even do Sunday League.
Okay.
Certain man can't score in Sunday League, bro.
Don't.
Yeah, we. Certain man can't score in Sunday League, so you can't
take names. State names.
Bro, hold on. We got a show to do. Yeah, we are filthy fellas. Mm. We're not XG boys and gonna tell all the. We will tell a man that's way better than us at football that he is shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? What you just done now? I see people, see musicians be like, you gotta rap the verse if it's so dead. Look,
I hear you.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You've decided to be a footballer.
Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah. So if you've decided to do that and you're doing it poorly, and I'm decided to do this, then I'm gonna say something about it. That's simple.
Because you know what they don't say? Because you know what they don't say in the comments about Poet? You could do it if it's easy. Get out of here.
I'll swear down.
I don't take note to them comments, man.
Hey, you, man. I tried, bro. I tried, innit?
You know what it is? Højlund is just falls into it. And it's not even the people at home. You lot got me in the comments, reading the comments. I don't give a shit about these punks anyway. But I'm saying, these people at home are going to think I overhate United. I do. But Højlund... makes your local striker, you know, the best striker in your Saturday league, the best striker in your Sunday league, your Thursday league.
Bare belly.
Højlund makes them
competition. Competition.
Ice cold. You're looking at them and thinking, Højlund can't even do that.
Too big of a job at United, bro.
Lippy, we watch Scholes play. What the hell does he see in Højlund?
I think it's like, yeah, because he's strong.
It's the same thing I see. I'm telling you.
Wait, it goes back in Højlund.
Yeah.
First thing you got to remember is it's United. It's United thing, bro. It's United thing. And realistically, I say that, but at the same time, certain man got ripped into that was playing for United that were. Sorry,
I'm coming from him
by United legends, by the way.
Yes.
Who is it? Yoro. I swear they don't rate Yoro.
No, Henri got into Yoro.
Bro, Henri got into Yoro, but I'm saying there's been the likes. We go back to it. Pogba, Rashford, same
Cristiano Ronaldo
by United legends, bro. Ronaldo. They won Ronaldo out of the door. Forget what team you used to represent, and forget the team don't forget the team you're seeing now because you're seeing it. But don't back stupidness, bro. Højlund isn't it, and I'll stand on that. Shoot me, whatever. Hoyland's not it. We've overpaid. He's not ready. He's not it. Get him out the door. Jokeres, let's move on. That's it.
You know what it is? I just think with Højlund, like, it's just, bro, in my football career, I spent a little 6 months, yeah, up front. I went to a team, Tolkington, on the wing. I swear down, let me
shout
just
out Tolkington.
Say.
Shout out Tolkington, by the way.
No, because with my talks, I'm not rating myself. I'm telling the truth, yeah? So I've landed at this club, Tolkington, yeah? Then we become Wilsdon Constantine with Trevor, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm playing on the wing. But they're saying, nah, man, Matt, you're too fast to play. We have to put him up front. Like, he'll get... So they played man in a pre-season match up front. They put man on, first ball over the top, ugly touch off my knee, rounded the keeper, put it in. All the coaches are looking at each other like, bro, I spent the next 6 months up front. Most depressing part of my life. Bro, I couldn't. Is he in training? Top bins, right? It's just, you have to have a temperament. And I feel like, I definitely don't have it. But I just think Højlund, he might develop it. He's young, but in this United team, he ain't going to find it, man. Like I said, I think, you know when I said they're saying he don't have enough service, someone said, I think he gets too much service, bro. Whenever Bruno gets the ball, he don't care if my man's ready, you know. He just spams it. Goal. Go, go, go. You're the young runner and it's...
He's in the wrong places control. As well. Yeah, he's always in the wrong places. I tweeted one time that when United had a goal disallowed and I was just like, what is he doing there?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
he's not in the box.
Why is he there?
Facts.
Like, everything's going on here.
And you're there.
Like, you ain't got an instinct.
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you know what's mad about him? That man will be frustrated,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he rates himself. They don't pass him.
That man will be frustrated, God, you know. Whip it in the box, frustrated. Doesn't get the ball, frustrated. Give him the ball, frustrated. Everything's frustrated, but man's looking at you like, you ain't doing nothing for us.
Do you know what you should do?
Be frustrated with yourself.
Let me, this is what I told strikers before you get to that. This is what I say to more strikers. As a centre, when I play centre back, the one thing I don't want strikers to do is stay between the sticks of the goal. So like Alan Shearer said, when strikers were, he advised it to Nile Ranger, but clearly it didn't work. If you are, you know, a bit of a, you know, a patch where you're not scoring goals, for 90 minutes, do not position yourself outside of the goalpost.
It will come.
Stay, and that means if you turn around and shoot straight, it's on target.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right, cool. So, Menace, as a United fan, the only one on the panel.
Shout out United, man. KG, what up?
Don't shout them out. Keep or sell.
This is an advertisement for Hair and Me.
My hair's done. My hair's fresh. Your hair's fresh.
Yeah.
It's different fresh though.
Different fresh.
Mine's like a...
Yours is hello fresh, mine's goodbye fresh.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Is everyone, when you lot are my age, are you lot going to be stepping out, big dog stepping? That's the question. God, me and God, I've got a good relationship.
You know what it is? You just gotta say big him up for health. There's other things. There's other things you can
more
get.
More important. Yeah, more important.
There's other things you can get from the Lord that he gives you.
Yeah, speed. You got speed.
Yeah, it's true. You know, God's fair. Listen, Hair and Me. It's not a long conversation. Hair and Me is here to help people prevent and even reverse hair loss.
Damn.
So I'm definitely interested in this, so they can feel confident and more like themselves again. Because Loons, what you don't understand, myself. When I think of my, you know, when you think about yourself, when you daydream, all my daydreams, my hairline's patterned.
Yeah.
See this? This is spray. It's not real. In my daydreams, it's real.
Yeah. In your daydreams, when you go to the barber, just saying, do you want spray? You're saying no.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Dan, I'm going to bait you up a bit. I'm not going to say your age. I'm 33. You're older than me. But tell me how.
Maybe you was too fast for your hair.
Guys with pace lose their hairline. Robin. Nicholas Anelka, we're too quick. Hairline's back there.
Henri,
we've left it behind.
That's good example.
Mo Salah.
Ooh.
Proper hairlines, yeah, they come at a cost. When you walk out of that barbershop, you're not the same man you was.
Not the same man.
Just different. You just feel different on a Friday.
Too strong.
Go clean the car as well. You're outside.
For no reason.
Now it's clean. Yeah.
Car's clean.
One of the biggest warnings you can ever see. A fresh trim and a cleaned car means big
drip. Peak though. My brother was losing his hair. He wore a bandana around his hair like that. The hairline was going back. And then it started going in the middle. It attacks you from two places.
Do you see that? When it goes there, it means you're a baller as well though.
No, that's happening to me now. The midfield is starting to
spread.
The heat map. Is in the middle of the field.
Everyone that's got this one is cold.
Everyone. There is no one with that trim that is not cold.
Donny's got it as well. Donny's got it here.
He's a baller.
Remember, boys, 80% of men suffer from hair loss in their lifetime. So, Dan, you're the 20%.
I'm a 1%, I'll be honest.
Okay.
But you know what? We have to remember, I used to have plaits. I used to have cane rolls. Obviously, Marg's bald by choice. KG... hat glued to his head.
He has his hat indoors.
Hair and Me's regrowth experts create personalized treatments using exclusive and clinically proven ingredients that target the cause of hair loss and help bring back your head top to healthy growth. Mm. Treatments are personalized to fit each person's unique needs from genetics to lifestyle. With continuous support along the way, most start seeing visible results within 3 to 6 months, which is quite quick.
It's quick.
Head to hairandme.com and save £70 off your first 3 months of treatment with the code FILTHYFELLAS. Treatment subject to dermatological assessment.
Keep also who? Hoyland, he's got goals. Give me back half, a quarter of his money. Don't even give me back the full 70 odd plus add-ons and add-off. Give me half of that. Give me half or give me a quarter. He goals.
KG?
He's got a goal, man. He's been dead.
Load? No, come here.
KG, come. Uncle KG. I'm sending him alone. Oh, God, the top. Come.
Say it in the mic.
Go to the top, actually. Because I'm going to go there next before you.
He spent a lot of time on this section, on this player, to be honest. There's a lot of hate in this room.
Lot of hate, my brother Dat.
There's a lot of hate in this
room. My brother Dat.
And I got to say this, like, Rasmus, it's a bad start, innit? Yeah? But then, yeah, very bad start. But you have to understand, when has Man United had a 22-year-old leading the line by himself? Just that. By himself, as in, if you think of the strikers Man United had.
Wayne Rooney, I was
going
to say that.
By himself.
He had bad
boys. By himself.
4-3-3. 4-4-2.
No matter what, there's Saha. Players that he can bring on that he can play. Like, as in Tevez, there's a Berbatov, there's ballers. If he ain't working, bring in someone that's wicked. You're telling him it's him and Chido. That's mad. Because Chido's not even, Chido's in, is an academy player. Let's have it right.
They're both Danish.
It's
bad.
It's mad. So I feel, for his situation, it's just Man United have failed him and it's going to be another, look at the manager, he was sick. He was a good manager. All of a sudden, people call him Moncler Moyes in 6 months. So you're telling me no one can't? You go to Man United and you can fall off a cliff.
Yeah, but it's...
So how's he? Why would he be different? If everyone else is struggling, Sancho struggled in a Man United shirt. You're telling me this Danish you by himself has to lead the line. There's something wrong with the club.
Sell him or keep him, my bro.
If I send him on loan like Anthony, because everyone spoke the same about Anthony, said he's the shittest player they've ever seen. Now people want Anthony.
Did you see him again? I don't think
now people
he's
want Anthony.
Great.
No, there's no difference. But yeah, that's
but
it.
Wicked, but
keep or sell. Loan,
KG. Loan Inter, get his confidence up and then see what happens.
I think he's approaching that. Remember what I said? I think, yeah, he's approaching that age, isn't it? He's approaching that age where he's gonna become ice cold. So but I don't think he's gonna get there. He's approaching it though. So I think you should keep him.
Yeah. So someone that United have been linked with, and he's been linked with Liverpool in the last few seasons. But it's looking like he's going to United, bald with a beard like KG, but short like Skits. And Mbeumo,
proper player, first and foremost,
wants 250 bags a week.
I don't care. You see all of that. I don't care about that. It's United. Stuff. United, this right. Money.
Do you know what it is? You know what I
hate
think
when
it...
man do that,
hold
bro.
On, hold on.
Sesko's gonna come for cheap as well on his wages.
Hold we on. Got the money for it.
Hold on. You know what I love?
Man, this is vexed.
I grew up like that.
Oh, but yeah. I am.
Oh, you bought Reyes 70 million. But wait. You lot are defensive now.
Yeah.
Oh. You lot can't.
I'm gonna let you land. I'm gonna talk after.
You know what it is? It's just, I just think. Because you didn't even let me finish. I'm just saying what's on the screen.
No, go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
He wants 250 back. I see someone, big up my dog, Rico Squeeze. He wants to get on here so badly. Every time a journalist tweets, what a United player's going to get, he quote tweets it going, what's Rete going to get? Do we know? Why don't we know what Frimpong's getting at Liverpool? Rere, he thinks he's being attacked. As a United fan, I feel like this is, why is he, I'm just waiting on you to land, bro.
No, basically the point he's making is that by stating a fact, it's not attacking
not
anyone.
Attacking
so
you,
if you're attacked by someone saying he's earning 250K, it's a massive contrast from the time when we were growing up, how we used to feel. So now, you're Arsenal in the early 90s.
They're born in the early 90s. They're Arsenal in the, when you're a bad time. But I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to say menace, yeah? With that 200 and... What Lippy means is this. That Arsenal can give Sesko that. They ain't got a history of players doing a Phil Jones, doing an Anthony Martial.
That's true.
Doing a Paul Pogba. The sitting around and refusing to leave. You get what I'm saying?
Because they're getting bread.
Poor performances, so you can't sell them. Sancho,
Rashford. These men ain't
wages.
Going nowhere.
Wages. Because yeah,
their wages are hold so on, high.
We do have a couple of players that was like that, but.
Oh yeah, we did.
Aubameyang was there as well.
Let's talk about Mbeumo though. Because one thing that's spoken about enough, I know we banter it a bit because United finished where they finished, but Mbeumo is definitely one of the better attacking players in the league. Has been since he's got here, I think. I think at first, his first season, probably people thought, you know what, let him land. He's 100% landed now. United have got him.
Have they?
Well, not got him. It's looking like he's going to United.
I'm sure he's doing a medical.
He's done a medical.
I think he's doing a medical.
Nah, I don't think it's that close. Hear what I'm saying.
I think it is that close.
Hear what I'm saying. What's important in this conversation? Mm-hmm. Same thing we spoke about Cunha. Mm-hmm. Teams wanted him. Mm-hmm. Cunha chose United. And Bremo was after by Champions League teams. Let me land. Arsenal wanted him as a backup to Saka, and that's not a debate because it's out there.
Arsenal wanted him. I'll
give him backup, whatever, wanted him because Saka's better. So it's not a bad up. I'm just saying big teams.
It can't be a bad up.
I'm saying Champions League teams wanted him. Newcastle wanted him. Liverpool wanted him.
Wanted who?
Arsenal wanted Brian Mbeumo, bro.
They wanted him for a backup, and he
has done what Cunha's done, and he has chose the club of all clubs.
Great.
Can I say something? One minute.
Great.
H2. Spurs are in the race. I hope
Spurs won them as well.
Spurs are in the race. They sacked Ange. They're getting Brentford's gaffer.
Thomas Frank.
He's saying he wants Brian Mbeumo. Now. Yeah.
And what's Brian Mbeumo saying? He's not saying he wants Thomas Frank. He hasn't.
That changes the game, doesn't it?
You know what? What's the Holland manager called? Is it back in the day? The one that was Man United manager?
Van Gaal.
Yeah. He's come out and said it, and he's right.
Commercial club.
Yeah, commercial club.
Commercial club.
And by being a commercial club, it's not all bad because Tottenham.
Commercial club.
Sorry, Tottenham can't chat to their man if they want. If Tottenham want Mbeumo and Man United want Mbeumo, Tottenham got to take
Where's
a seat.
Where's he going?
I think United will get him.
Me personally, it's just like this, P. Bring me in. I tweeted it again. I don't like bringing up my Twitter, yeah? But the Man United move for a player under the age of 27, 28 is moving to the Saudi. You're a mercenary. You don't love football. You're there for the butter. That's what I believe.
It's not that bad, bro.
It's too hateful. It's too hateful, man.
I think this is probably the last generation. This is probably the last batch of them, but there's still a generation of players who grew up dreaming to play for United. Yeah, that's 100%.
I don't think Mbeumo or Cunha was them.
Brother, we got that pool, bro, whether you like it or
100%
not.
100% for any player that's Mbeumo or Cunha level that's gone to United now is going there because it's United. I'll be honest. It's not for the money.
It's the name, bro.
It's to be part of that history. Because to
100%.
Being a United player is... You see Weggar's cry when he scored. And at the time, man kind of bantered him. But is it
one
day,
United,
one day
you
at Burnley,
say it or not.
The next day you're scoring at Old Trafford, all the players... That's a madness.
Yeah, the shirt's heavy.
And for someone to Mbeumo, he probably didn't even... Obviously, all players believe in themselves. But all of a sudden, he's in the Prem. All of a sudden, he's looked around. He said, "Raw, I'm one of the better players here."
And Lippy,
then United
this.
Won him.
Think about it. John Wick and Menny should be able to tell me more. When I was doing work with football clubs, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you know when you knew you was at a football club where you couldn't run no joke? When you're walking through the hallway and every left and right is a different celebration for a different trophy. And I've been Man United. I've been Spurs. I've been Liverpool. It's all documented. And I won't lie to you. When I got to Liverpool and when I got to Man United, you realised in this country, them man are levels. As soon as you walk in, the way people talk to you, the way you're looking at the pictures, all you see and feel, like even the quotes that they have at the training grounds. I'm not going to say this again, but I'll say it today. It's the last time. Liverpool and Man United, in that sense, levels. Players will go there and go, after an hour, I need to move here.
One more thing. Who's bold for United? Is anyone bold for United? Is anyone a Barlet for United?
Not since Yap
Sam. Bremo signs, I guarantee you here, Chance Plot, he looks the part for United.
Nah. You shouldn't do that.
I'm saying it from now.
You see when you lot lost to Wolves at home and Cunha scored that crazy goal, yeah? Mad. And he went on the pitch and he said, I want to play for Liverpool. I really like the way Liverpool play. Do you remember that?
I don't remember him saying that.
No, I'm just saying, yeah? How do you call that pull? Because I believe if you lot went for him,
If we went for him,
you got
he
him.
Go, we goes for him. So, but I don't think no one go went in for him. So I don't think
again.
No
you've done
pool.
The same thing again with Cunha. Hey,
who are you talking about? If say if Liverpool going for a player to get him. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying
that. Oh, he can't say that.
I understand where you're coming from, but you got to take a look at it in context of like, where did Man United finish?
15th.
I don't know, another 15th place side.
You didn't even got enough to get your homegrown player to sign a contract, bro. What are you talking about? Can't even, that's mad.
I don't know, another 15th place side.
That's mad.
I don't know, another 15th place side that spends 62 million on a Wolves sign and then he goes, and then goes and bullies another Premier League club. It's a little bit higher than them and says, give me Mbeumo, and then he got, like, this is... United's you still have to respect this. Man United. No, of course.
What's hold on, let K, let, wait.
No. Let KG talk.
I was chilling, and maybe this is why you lot tried to put the crash out thing, but I was chilling, there's been bare Man United disrespect.
Go on, crash out.
There's been bare. You lot have to understand, it's going to be a fresh season. And if you're telling me, if Man United add Gyökeres, Mbeumo, and Cunha to a team, that's a different type of attack. That is
what
a
better...
Bro, but they've got good defenders.
What about your goalkeeper?
Good defenders. Oh, well, all our defenders.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Euro, yeah. Euro shit. Delish shit. Mazraoui shit.
Yeah.
You lot are lying, man. Stop lying.
Hold on.
Stop lying, man.
Could you just figure out how many goals United conceded last season?
We understand that. That's the reason we're 15. Plus, we had a striker.
Man's not saying that. It's not necessarily about them all being shit or not. I just think I don't think you have a secure defensive unit. I don't think it's available, innit?
Whether it's a free field.
Yeah, but again, I think I just 100%.
What do you mean? They went and got Zubimendi and they need to go and get a 9, bro. Their problem's 9, not Zubimendi. We could buy whatever we could buy whenever, but if we saw our defense plus we've got these attackers first, we've been poor in both sides of the pitch. Man, not acting as
we'll
if...
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Do you know what it is? We're going to move on from them to go on to talk about Chelsea, but it's the same thing Lippi said at the start. You lot are in such a bad position. All I got to say is a fact and you feel like you've been attacked.
No, because sometimes it's just offensive with some of the you man are saying. You man spend 100 years on Hoyland and then after Nissim Wemo is this, I would say this, what, the third best right winger in the Premier League. He makes Man United better immediately. With Cunha, Bruno.
You don't play with wingers. So what are we doing here?
They're going to play in the 2-10s. They can play that position. Where's Mbeumo? Has Mbeumo played as centrally? Mbeumo's played centrally.
He's playing centrally.
Yeah, that's a striker. As a striker.
Put him as a 9.
What are you talking about then? See, if you're saying you've got Xerxes in the 9, and then man running off him, it won't work.
You're saying it won't work.
It sounds good.
Hold on, do you know what I don't understand about what you just said? We just sat here, Sesko, Gyökeres. We just sat here for Arsenal saying it might not work. You know, it might. So again, with you lot, that's what all we're saying. Yeah, is a might not work for Arsenal is not winning the league. A might not work for you lot is really down there,
yeah,
bro.
Come on,
so
bro.
It's both not working. I hear that, but we're gonna speak. You accepted that this is an isolated thing. Fair enough, it's a fresh season, but it's off the back of the madness.
But it might not work in silverware for us. It might not work for you. It's just normal. Nothing.
Oh,
hey,
yeah. That's a lie.
Where have I lied?
I'm with the binds.
It might not work for us. Can still be silverware.
There we go.
Did I lie?
Can I respond?
Have I lied?
Can I respond?
Go ahead.
Didn't lie, no. But this season, you had the opportunity to win the said silverware. You did. I'm talking about this. Brother, exactly. That's all I'm talking about.
But you're saying when you're talking about my might not works, you have to go win with those other years. And when it might not work,
am
we
I
won
missing
silverware.
Something?
3 years ago when Ten Hag arrives, you finished third. Now, if anybody in this room spoke about progression for any one football club, you should either be getting runners-up or winning the league. 2 years later, you're 15th, 18 losses, 54 goals conceded, and lost in the Europa League final.
Relax. Of course you are.
That's the fact.
And we're not allowed to question what you're doing as a club.
Of course you are.
Menace, when we question it, this is the response. All I want is a discussion. He's moved from the corner like Dizzy Rascal to the table. For what?
No.
To talk nonsense.
That was good what you done there.
My brother, page two, over there.
That's the fact. I came over. By the end of the day, Man United are rebuilding their front line, and that's a big thing to talk about. And there will be more dangerous.
We are.
And if you get your goalkeeper, it's a different situation. That's what
I'm saying. Thank you. Hold on.
Get out of here, man.
I'm not going to lie, yeah. Everything he said, yeah, Lippy,
sounded great.
Innit? But it's just
but it was all garbage, bro. A man can't say the worst us, we can still win silverware and you won nothing this season and you're 15th.
This is the worst.
I don't know. Listen,
I can still smell it.
KG, you stink. We still stunk and won silverware though.
why would you even do that?
We've been in bad situations and won silverware. KG, man, binds are binds. I'm with you, man. When we saw Onana,
that's unnecessary buying.
Let's talk about a club that did actually win silverware this year. Chelsea.
They did. I can't believe it. But you know what it is? I don't like to disrespect silverware because they say, "Oh, you didn't win anything." But it's foil. Mm. It's shiny.
They did complete the set.
They completed the set. It's cold.
They completed the whole European set.
Yeah, I just hope we never play there.
That's it. Great teams don't want that cup.
I hope we never play in the Conference League.
If you're putting certain. Listen, the situation that they got put in as to why they play in the Conference League is poor regardless. Look, we got 15, we ain't playing in that. We're playing just Prem alone. But you still have a job to do when you're in there.
Absolutely.
And they done that job. Now, compared to other teams that don't want to be in certain competition and whatnot, they still don't go through and win it.
Yeah.
Whether it's Europa, Conference, they still don't win it.
So credit to
Chelsea because they were in that predicament and they won that trophy. So that's the only respect I give them. But they won it.
And credit to them because they got a consistency of signing someone that starts off at City, moves to Dortmund and comes back to England. First it was Sancho and now it's Jamie Bittens.
Yeah.
Gittens.
Jamie Bino.
Where does he fit in, by the way?
He's meant to be a winger.
That is mad.
I think they're trying to sign him on the death row thing as well, you know. 7 years. They want him. 7 years, man.
Minimum. That's good though, man.
For him.
It's good for all. Gives you security. Can lock in. I've got a 7-year deal here and you're going to be a professional footballer for 7 years minimum. You get what I'm saying?
But how's it good for the club though?
Because they're sell on.
What's that thing that they avoid? Was it PSL?
PSR.
PSR.
Yeah.
PSR. It's good for
the club to be sell on. That's how it's good for the club.
And surely spanning the payments over 7 years means you can get over some loophole,
yeah,
surely.
That's
so
why they're doing it.
They've got too much players, bro. Modric's not even about. I forgot Modric's about. They got too much man up there, you know.
So then, Menace, what's their most effective wingers?
Effective? I'd be wrong. I don't even watch Chelsea like that. I couldn't tell you. I just know they just got bare attackers.
Lippi.
Who is?
It's probably Palmer on the right and
Madueke.
Madueke plays on the right.
He plays on the right. Nah. On the left.
Who's it? Neto?
I don't know. Neto's a lefty as well, though, isn't it?
I think Gittens probably has to move to this club.
But what if he just ends up a bench man?
They've got too much players over there, bro.
Neto's come on.
I've asked you to name their most effective wingers. We're struggling to name their effective wingers.
Because you know it is though? Because Chelsea have kind of been poor-ish. Like you don't...
They brought
like,
back.
Okay, the reason why I say poor is because when I hold certain teams up here.
Chelsea,
and,
you know.
Yeah. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? So when we're talking about Chelsea and it's like, I'd rather watch Nottingham Forest than another team.
So then why should they sign a winger then? Because they're just in the Champions League. You've just said that right now they've been ineffective this season. Despite 100%. Getting Champions League and winning a trophy, they've now raised two competitions higher in the Champions League. This guy's come from Germany in the Champions League, scoring goals. He's even got Adeyemi at the side for the first half of the season. Why wouldn't he be a good fit as a winger?
I'm not saying he won't be a good fit. I'm just saying, is he going to start? Like they've said that Neto's going to start. Like Sancho's meant to start because Sancho was meant to go in there to play. Sancho didn't come on loan to do what flipping we're doing with Raheem Sterling.
Is Sancho better than Gittens?
I think he is, personally. I think he is.
To answer what you're saying, like with Sancho for me is better than Gittens, but when you're saying this, Chelsea's, they're ruthless. I know they've got bare players. He's saying, these are the 15 I'm using, bro. I don't know. You lot, find something to do. You lot, pay some loans. Like, I'm using these 15 man here. Yeah. And that's like, if you go there and you're in the 15, you're going to be, you know.
It's not even that. You got to understand, this club had a Russian owner, got rid of him, and Mudryk was there in 5 seconds. So you can't even talk about too much of anything called heartless. Their man do not care about anything other than progress.
Imagine that on a 7-year, though. That sort of authority, that sort of don't care business on a 7-year
deal.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I'd be both.
He could be in. I don't wish no one no bad whatever, but he could be in trouble with the amount of. If they don't get rid of wingers, he could be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Dan, can I get Dan in? Sorry to cut you all. Dan, can I get you in to talk about the problems here?
Why Dan gets here? Yeah, I just want to say something quickly, innit? You guys always look swaggy, innit?
Welcome. This is a Randy Moss t-shirt, bro.
Did you go on a sunbed today?
Right. No, this is my.
You look silky still.
You went boxing in that top, innit?
No, I didn't. This was in the car. I come from boxing, but this was in the back seat. Yeah.
Cool. Box. My thing of what I wanted to say, yeah, involving Chelsea, yeah, is that, yeah, we talk about they have so much players, but in a sense, I'm kind of hating because I wish that we had the sort of balance and players that they can
balance.
Take up. Yeah, bro. And why I say it's balance, because they have so much wingers, good wingers as well. They're not medium
half
wingers.
Our man, most our man's not even in. Have you seen what we've got in South America? Brewing.
Yeah, nice. No, it's Estevol.
I'm being serious. You lot have got 2-3 years. Do whatever you can, because we are going to smash things.
And this is what I'm saying, bro. Like, you see the way they can just rotate players and that? I kind of like it. They just ain't figured out an actual squad yet.
Yeah.
That's what he's telling man. He's telling man, figure it out.
This is what I'm saying, though. But you see when that Chelsea squad comes about, I'm saying, yeah, like, I don't really rate Chelsea right now because I got them at this level here. Chelsea are coming still. Chelsea are coming.
Us, yeah, we do. Yeah, like, we do. Possession. And we had that box midfield for a while, and it was going on. Do you know? Yeah, we was good at the beginning third and the last third. That middle third was like 19th. Like, if we was to take that middle third of the season out of it, we're solid enough. But I'm telling you, you see where we fall down is obviously our central defence, and then our goalkeepers are madman.
And what about Mike Maignan? Huh? How do you feel about that?
You're going to get a blacker mind. Keeper.
I know.
From your already half black
keeper. No. He's proper.
Do you know what it is?
He's proper.
You know
Maignan.
He's proper.
Eyebrow slits.
Bro, the thing is, yeah, see black keepers, someone's got to break this curse, innit? We ain't had one since Dida.
Yeah, no.
No, Mike Maignan's the new Dida, bro.
He's cold, man. Does he have a mistake in him, though?
Yeah, definitely has a mistake in him.
The black gene kicks in all the time. That's the thing, man.
Sometimes they just come out in their jeans.
I just
black jeans on.
Keepers got to look like keepers,
but
man.
But we had the top black French keeper, bro.
Mendy.
We had him.
You're getting another French
keeper. But he looked like a keeper. That makes sense. He's got the trim.
Yeah. But then he started
doing Anana trim, man. I knew from the jump. He had that Anana trim.
Bruv,
see keepers that don't look after themselves.
But look, if we're looking at Chelsea, yeah, and Sancho, is that what we were talking about quickly? Yeah,
with Gittins' work, basically.
Because
you lot got Delap now.
Yes, but do you know what? Yeah, I think Sancho is better.
Yeah, that's what we said.
I think Gittins is better.
I think Sancho is better than enough man, you know. But I just don't think it necessarily works. He's got the most take-ons in the league, by the way, and no one talks about it,
bro.
No one talks about it.
His PR team is terrible, bro.
It don't fit the narrative.
Low risk take-ons. Nothing happens after. You're laughing. You're moving like, what's he done?
Low risk take-ons. What's that?
What do you mean?
Dribble 5 yards, then pass it.
Hold on.
Nah, he does do that.
There's no such thing as that. When you, bro, he'll beat a man in their half
and then pass it.
What do you mean? There's no.
That's not a low.
You man, bro, it's calm anyway, man.
No, but then he'll come back.
Lose, it's a counter.
Yes, high risk.
Bro, I see him. Who did he have watch him?
He's got bad PR, bro. He needs Bellingham's PR.
What's it called? Against
Bournemouth. Balled the hell out.
Yeah.
Balled the hell out.
If he's got a baddie round him, then he goes mad.
He's the most loud footballer I've ever come across.
I love it, though. I love it, bro. I can't lie. I love it, bro.
You lot just low him, bro. You lot are sick, bro.
Is he all right? Here's the thing, yeah. A lot of people, I see him on there. It's Turkey, yeah. We're not tech man. Total baller. I think the Prem would find him out personally.
No way.
You're going crazy.
Yep.
Who have we seen him in the Prem?
Sancho.
No.
Nah, man.
You're going mad.
Cool. I'm going mad, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going mad.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. Technically. Turkey's sound. I remember that clip where they were just fizzing balls at him. Right foot, left foot. It could go anywhere. He's got that Hazard thing.
Yes.
Mm.
But he is habitually lazy.
No.
Unless he's on the ball, he's lazy. And I just don't think the Prem 2025 is going to allow him. I just don't think. I just got a feeling it's not going to be what you lot think it is going to be. Like, he's not going to come here and do what he's doing over there.
All right, Dan, can I say this? Did you see his 20-minute cameo against France?
Bro,
crazy.
Go and check.
He changed up. 20 minutes. Bro, go on Facebook.
Of course, that's a man that can change a game.
No, I swear that.
Facebook?
I
swear you're on there.
I swear down.
I'm on there.
I swear down. Wait, 2 seconds. Hey, go on Facebook, yeah? So this is what I do. You see when I want to find out about a player or like, watch clips of a game after I've watched a game or whatever, or if I've missed a game, yeah, I go on Facebook and I type in Shirky against this person or
do that on Thierry. YouTube.
Well, no, you no, 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 no. I like Facebook.
Let me hear this one. Why Facebook?
But I just like Facebook.
What's going on?
I like Facebook. I can't lie. Brother.
You're such an uncle.
Hey, no, I swear down, bro.
What you're really looking at is the YouTube embedded video that's in bro, just on someone's Facebook.
Maybe, but I go on Facebook. And that's my little
no, this thing, is innit? Mad.
Bro, I went on there and I watched his highlights. He could have got MOM of that match. He was moving mentally. Yeah, you see, as soon as he came on.
Of course, he could do that. You know that. How did he do
that? I even spoke to somebody that plays for the team. I'm not going to be at the team, the member of the group.
Ain't your nose. Listen here, though. Let me just say something.
With Pep's style of play, he loves a defensive man. Do you think he's just going to make...
Forget about that.
He's going to change...
Forget about that. He has to change it, bro. Hear what I'm saying to you. I spoke to my brethren.
Say he Adrian said to Dunn,
man,
bro.
Chill, man. You know I know him. You get me? I spoke to my brethren. He said to me, yeah, you see when he wants to turn it on, he can turn it on. So what? You know me and you...
We knew that.
You see when we play COD and you're like, yeah, you might get a one kill here. All right, the man them are all dissing you like, ah, what? Lippy, Loons, you only got one kill.
Just sit up on your chair sort of vibe. That's what Shirky's on.
I don't trust cameos. It's the same way I don't trust like cup. Like I don't trust signing man after a cup. Yeah, your roles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just think he's class, innit? There is no doubt on his ability. But I just don't think, where's he from originally? It's gonna be
Algerian. Benzema's from Monday.
No. Algeria's got man. Let's not do that.
They got bear man, but you know it's bear man. Go to France and Belgium and all these sort of things. They're Algerians. You get me? That's what I'm saying. The Congolese men, they go and play for France and that. Do you get what I'm saying? Because that's where some of the man grew up.
I'm telling you, bro. Once a man like that touches Manchester or London.
Bro, it's nuts. Yeah,
you're going to see the form do that.
Yeah, no, it did. They're seeing bear snow bunnies. They're outside, bro. Are you crazy?
They don't.
You want to take a Congolese man to Club Lift? You're going crazy.
For China.
You're going mad. He's going to pull out, bro.
Nah, I just think, do you know what it is, yeah? Because that was the match against, who did they play then? Spain. He played the other day as well, innit?
He started for Germany, against Germany.
Against Germany.
How did he do in that
bro,
game?
Bro, done a match.
Right, yeah. From what I see, done all right.
Because I just think, yeah, this is where it is. So City have got in Shirky. They've got Randers now from AC Milan.
Is Shirky done?
Yeah, here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. 35.
Here we go.
Dundee.
You know he won in Chelsea, by the way.
Bro.
But he
won in Liverpool, bro.
He won in Chelsea.
He won in Liverpool.
But, and they've got 8 Nori as well. That's the boy. And obviously, 8 Nori's serious. Prem ready as well. But I just think it's going to be a new City, innit? They're going to go into next season with Marmoush, 8 Nori, Shirky, Randers, no Kyle Walker, no De Bruyne. Obviously, Rodri's going to be back. It's going to feel like a new signing. But I just think, you don't think that's the transition. This is a City in transition.
They'll win the league.
Do you think they'll win the league?
I think the team that wins the league finishes higher than them. You see, they've changed from pace or from power and precision. They are now going into technique and something else. That's what they... Because they've gone into... Because Haaland's power, De Bruyne
still got the goals
got the drive
in Haaland, bro.
Now, even Kyle Walker, now they're looking... I know he's high tech, like feet wise. You know what I'm saying?
They'll probably sign Livramento as well.
Livramento.
If they sign Livramento as well, league done, man.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Who won the Champions League and how they won the Champions League? Paris Saint-Germain, how they play football. That's the old Barcelona way. That's Pep's way. He's saying football's gone back that way. This is my football. Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. And if Ryan Shirky. Ryan Shirky.
How you make football look like that? How you make Pep's football look like that?
You see him?
Yeah,
there.
It is. You're tiki taka.
See him doing all that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's talking about. But if he can get even Ryan Shirky to get an output of 14% of what Lionel Messi was doing, bro, they win the league, bro.
I don't think it works.
It don't work.
How? Why wouldn't it work?
I think that
they need to gel.
You've got too many, not stars, but Shirky likes to be on the ball. He wants to drive for the ball, and. I know he's techie, but he likes the same thing. They all like the same thing. All three of those men are a slightly different variation of the same man.
What, ego clash on the pitch?
No, it's just, bro, when Pep talks, man listens, bro. I don't think. Bro, he knows what he's doing still. He's had the best team in the world with bare man that want the ball, Xavi, but bare man want the ball, bro, and he's made it work, bro.
Then we're also forgetting the Pep tax in terms of like,
he's going to take it away.
You're not allowed to be what you are. He's going to take You're not allowed away. To be what you were.
Mm, 100.
Like, you've now got to come in and remember, Pep hates losing the ball. So all of this high risk take ons, techie, let me dart past three man, that's gone. We're back doing the Grealish.
Is it gone? Because PSG won with his blueprint. That's the Barcelona, Neymar, Suarez,
Messi
blueprint. The high press, man to man press. It is stay high and wide. That is if that comes back,
that had
he's
Messi,
cooking.
That's the best man to ever lace up
if,
boots.
Yeah, but
ever.
Cherky could get 10% Dan, the Messi season.
Dan, you know what? I hear what you're saying though, because I'm on your own thing. Because he definitely bagged on the weekend as well and won the trophy, but it's calm.
Yeah, it's cool.
Because I know Messi didn't. However, what I want to say to you.
No, stop. We're not doing it.
Wait, chill, we're not doing it. But that's what I like. You know? Hey, but Dan, what I want to say to you though, yeah? I know you're saying something about Pep don't like losing the ball and blah, blah. Like, and it's risky to have Cherky in it. But you see what Cherky can do? He does the little cute in-between passes. He gets into them little holes, into them little pockets, yeah? And obviously, I think he's going to be a replacement for KDB, bro.
Yeah, that's
and
what
his thing is just going to be intricate little passes into the front man, behind the ball. For someone like Haaland, if you have a man like him in the 10 with someone that likes to make forward passes, shoot on sight as well, maybe get a rebound, Haaland is going to progress and do a mad thing again like he's already been doing. And I'm telling you, Cherky can change up his game to how Pep wants him. Remember, Pep is a tactician, bro. I know I hate on him a lot and I think he's only good with great players, but you're going to see the best out of this kid. 100%.
I believe so.
100%.
If it works straight away, then
it's mental. It's mental.
He's way better than I thought he was, isn't it? Because I think he's good, but I think he's like Ben Arfa and them lot realms.
Yeah. And Ben Arfa was even a bad boy. What are we talking about, bro?
He done what
Ben Arfa was. Did you see the?
He done what he done though.
Okay. Oh, no. But the way you said Ben Arfa was like Ben Arfa, like he's a small kid.
Is Cherky better than Kudus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Not yeah. a yeah, but yeah. yeah.
Technically, yes. yeah. Technically, yeah.
Technically, he's better than most players.
But precision beats pace. You know what I'm saying? And technique beats power for me.
Bro, do you know what it is? Yeah. City are one of them teams. Yeah, where I think teams will send a man out for certain players. You understand? Obviously, before they had players that you just couldn't stop. De Bruyne, Raheem Sterling, Gundogan. It's too much. Reinders and these, man, are stoppable, bro. I'm telling you. And if Cherky is in a position where he has to be De Bruyne, like we're saying, I don't know if that's a big
ask.
I agree.
But this is what I'm saying. I understand it's only a 20-minute cameo and what. But gee, he came on and showed this is why I need to start, bro.
He did
and
start the next
he
game.
He was best player on the pitch.
And when he played, he done a mad thing again. When he started. This is not no Trossard thing,
chances.
Bro. This is not a Trossard game, bro.
Chances. He was on for 20 minutes, created three. Like scored. Basically one-on-ones. Scored and assisted.
Bro, and then when he did start the next game, it wasn't no Trossard thing, bro. Like, I'm only good when I come off the bench. He started and done a madness.
Speaking of City's attack, yeah? What about their defence? We're speaking of their front three, or the three that are coming in, attacking players. What about the defence? Are they safe?
Before we get into that, notice why Skits is bringing out these points right now. He's sitting next to a player that's allowed him to elevate to become the Skits he is right now.
What the hell are we?
You know I'm even mad.
Just remember
hell?
That.
I'm doing that right now. No.
I'm doing that right now.
We've had this transformation. Like, we've got new faces here as well, but again, attacking players only. And without the defensive players
Men
here.
Men still tap me and go, I'm going to feed you a ball.
Kieran Jusby will give me the team talk, innit?
Bro, you're not seeing nothing.
A team full of them two don't win the league.
Don't win the game.
All right, listen. Son won Sutton after 17
this
years.
This table is getting relegated, for sure.
Bought that. Was it this season that they bought that you?
Yeah. And he had a stinker.
No one speaks about it.
I felt
from Khabib's country.
I don't think he's from Khabib's country.
Hey, don't let Khabib draw us out for little things, bro. Make sure you get his country right, bro.
Pep, I'm not saying he's starting to lose it or anything, but that is, I don't think we've seen something like that before from him. You understand?
What do you mean?
Did he come in January, my man?
It was January.
And
bro.
that was Kyle Walker out, him in. I'm not saying it was a replacement, but. I remember him saying it after when City were having a bad run of games. He's like, my strongest, fastest, most physical defender is gone. Like, what do you expect? And then he's went and got my man, who's quite athletic as well, but the youth looks a bit shaky.
Yeah, he did.
I think this is a bit of an impulse buy, like Shirky. You seen that a youth has been hot recently, and he's just said, you know what, we need something, go get him. And because they haven't had them senior members there, like they usually do, it's harder for these young players, man.
These men are watching Facebook, like John Wick.
Watching Facebook is a new one.
Yeah, now, watch Facebook highlights is crazy.
Facebook highlights is, telling you, bro.
He's scrolling for time, bro.
Bro.
Entertained.
It's, bro, this is the thing.
I'm taking.
It says you're a top fan.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro. You see, everyone's going on TikTok and all these apps and doing the reels and that. Facebook is where it started, bro. I'm telling you. You go on Facebook. Bro, you're going to start seeing Slap TV. You might see a next tick. Bro, it's mad. I swear to you, it's mad.
He's talking about Smith TV, basically.
I know, but your point is good, though. And it's very valid because Pep's done a mad thing. He's conceded 40 goals.
Is he just plus off the pitch?
44
plus,
goals.
He remembers it's
44 goals this season. Aye, for the first time in his career.
So poor.
Bobbly pitch. He thought he'd done something. Bobbly pitch. He thought he'd done something. What the hell was that?
You know, one of them ones, he says he's going to flick it. You know, he says he's going to flick it.
Run that fact to someone else, man.
Yeah, 44. They conceded 44. He's never conceded more than 40.
Mm.
So he's going prem. Into the seat in the Prem. Yeah, in the Prem. So he's going into the pills are out. He's going into the new season with a bit of a
coding crazy.
A different city, innit?
Yeah. I think this is where Pep, we all know Pep's one of the greatest managers, yeah. But this is where he actually has to prove it. Because I remember Mourinho got in this bit of a rut. And he found it hard to get out of it.
Once you're,
when you're not the guy, and all of a sudden there's new guys coming in that are maybe got better number twos or whatever it is. Are you all right there, Skits?
Hey, brother, you're doing a magic.
Do you know, I heard it and I tried to ignore it. But he went for like 10 seconds.
For one tablet?
I need it to work now. So I need it to melt.
Bro,
now.
That was like Triple H.
Kettle, blood. What do you mean?
Bro, that was how Triple H used to do this.
No, but no one knows. You're 37 degrees minimum inside here, so the water will boil already.
Oh, get the heck out of here, bro.
You have 37 degrees.
It's 100 degrees to boil.
Yeah, bro.
Iron Man here. We got Iron Man here. You got 37 degrees.
Look how Lewis 60.
Pep has to prove himself. It's now or never for Pep.
I don't think so.
As in, because look.
Because
the,
of what we just got hit
like
with.
The court of public opinion says, Pep, yes, the greatest, but he's always had the greatest teams to work with. That's the fact.
It's a fact.
Or that's, at least the not. Greatest players.
Yep.
One of the greatest players, whatever it is.
He's made these players, though.
Now he finds himself maybe in the most even playing field he's ever had to be in. It's not exactly even. He's got top ballers.
And top
but
money.
Now it is... It is do or die, innit? He doesn't have to win the league, but he has to prove that he can rebuild. He's never had to rebuild. Wherever he goes, he's got the big guys. Every single time. Barca,
every
Munich.
Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich.
City, yep. City maybe minus had Barca. To slightly build it.
Man
honest,
said minus
yeah.
Barca. Bayern Munich, he had the best team.
Yeah, Bayern Munich. Yeah, yes. Minus Barca.
All right, do you know what? You're getting me mad. Barca? You're getting me angry, bro. I'm being shameless right now. F Pep, Mourinho's better than him.
Huh?
Mourinho's better than Pep. I'm being shameless now because you got me mad. I don't care. I'm moving mad.
Playing it, bro, the floodlights are off. You're playing in the dark. It's over. The session's done. The session's done.
I can't see the ball.
I can't see it. You're just, bro. Just two more minutes. Okay. Winner stays on.
Winner stays on.
Brother, they're closing. They're locking up the car.
Goals is done in a set. They're locking up.
Lasco wins. Man's in the shower.
Wednesday, the 13th of August, Hackney Empire, 10 years of filthy. Be there. I'm going to add this in. For the last show, we just went there. We done our thing. For this one, we're rehearsing.
Yeah.
I don't trust you, man. I don't trust him.
It's him.
I don't trust
it's him.
Him. Over there.
Man, them need PR training, bro. I can't lie.
I don't trust you. You. We are rehearsing.
And you know where we got this back from.
Patreon. Dead there. Sign up. 48 hours before the episode is out. You can see.
It's
exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
The scope.
Sign up.
Also on Patreon, hella BTS, you get me? Because the show starts before the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
And the show's got to go on. Yeah. And on that note, make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe as well. Filthy fellas, and we're out. I'm the f***ing girl.